Firsto, all the news you need to start your day.
Good morning, you're listening to News Talk with me, Shane Beattie. It's Thursday, the 18th of June. I hope you're well. Coming up.
And there would be no more Israel. Think of it, baby. You got the best, the most important thing that you were asking for is that.
US and Iran officially sign peace deal and Dahl votes in favour of removing three-day wait for abortions. Plus, we've all the other news making the headlines and the latest in sport and entertainment. But first up this morning, the US and Iran have signed a deal that's hoped will end their conflict. US President Donald Trump gave his approval to the agreement in Versailles in France, where he's been at the G7 summit. The 14-point memorandum of understanding includes promises to free up shipping in the Strait of Hormuz. There's also a clause for a $300 billion development fund for the reconstruction of Tehran, but President Donald Trump says that comes with conditions.
It's only if they're doing things right. Remember this also, when you talk about billions of dollars, they've had much more than $1 trillion worth of damage done. They got a long way. They'll be 15 to 20 years to rebuild what they have right now.
The Dáil has voted to remove the mandatory three-day waiting period for women seeking abortions. The Sinn Féin bill passed by 86 votes to 70 and will now move to committee stage for further scrutiny. Government TDs were given a free vote, with Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael deputies split on the issue. The wars in the Ukraine and the Middle East will top the agenda of a European Council meeting over the next 2 days. Taoiseach Micheál Martin is among EU leaders gathering in Brussels for the event. News Talk's Cameron Clark reports.
There's a busy agenda for the European Council meeting, which comes just 2 weeks before Ireland assumes the EU presidency. That will be a key focus of the Taoiseach's discussions today and tomorrow. Micheál Martin will update EU colleagues on Ireland's roadmap for the six-month period, which gets underway in July. With a peace deal on the horizon in Iran, next steps will be a priority among the Council over the next 2 days, as will continued support for Ukraine, with Volodymyr Zelensky in attendance. The Taoiseach says he'll also be pushing for EU action in response to what he calls Israel's egregious breaches of human rights and democratic principles.
The judge in the trial of Jeffrey Donaldson will begin his summary of the case this morning. Judge Paul Ramsey addressed the jury of 7 men and 5 women following the conclusion of closing speeches yesterday. Jamie O'Hara reports.
The jury at Newry Crown Court heard closing speeches from the prosecution barrister, Jeffrey Donaldson's barrister and Eleanor Donaldson's barrister between yesterday and Tuesday. Judge Paul Ramsey said he will summarise the case this morning and give the jury legal directions before they begin their deliberations. Former DUP leader Mr Donaldson has pleaded not guilty to 18 historic abuse charges against 2 alleged victims. 60-year-old Eleanor Donaldson denies 5 counts of aiding and abetting and faces a trial of the facts.
Inflation is set to rise higher than previously expected, according to new forecasts from the central bank. It now expects prices to increase by 3.5% this year and 2.9% in 2027, largely due to higher energy costs linked with the crisis in the Middle East. Robert Kelly, Director of Economics at the central bank, says it's likely we'll be living with higher prices for some time.
What we're seeing is those higher energy prices becoming slightly more embedded in our pricing. So a good example of that maybe is food pricing, where we'd see the higher energy prices have entered into fertilizer, which is currently being laid, and we'll see that in food prices maybe 6 months from now. In terms of where we'll go from here, there are a range of outputs, and we do that in the QB. We have more milder scenarios and more severe scenarios depending on how the conflict evolves.
Nearly 3/4 of adults would support a social media ban for under-16s. However, research from Pure Telecom finds just half believe it's possible for teenagers to be stopped from getting access to online networks. Media Minister Patrick O'Donovan says he'll bring proposals for restrictions to government if progress isn't made at EU level. Head of operations at Pure Telecom, Jonathan Long, says more than half of people surveyed say social media companies have a role to play in protecting children.
The research suggests that it is an issue that people care about deeply, but we all have a role to play. So whether it's parents, teachers, government or social media sites themselves, it was recognised that everyone really has to play a part.
Workers at Oberstown Children's Detention Campus are to begin industrial action next week in a dispute over staffing levels and safety concerns. Members of the Forsey Union have served 7 days' notice after talks failed. From Thursday, staff will refuse overtime and work only their rostered hours. Forsey's Niall Shanahan says staffing shortages are placing increasing pressure on workers and services at Oberstown.
There are young people in the care of Oberstown staff, and in order to ensure the safety of those young people in Oberstown, there are minimum staff requirements for shifts throughout the day. If you don't have adequate staffing, it limits the amount of activity that the young people can engage in.
More than 3 million credit union members could benefit from greater access to mortgages if the government accepts new proposals from the sector. The Credit Union Managers Association is calling for authorised credit unions to be included in the Help to Buy scheme. It says the move would boost competition, expand consumer choice and support more first-time buyers. Lisa Stapleton, CEO of the CUMA, says there's clear proof why credit unions should be providing the scheme.
We highlighted housing as one of the most significant opportunities for both the sector and the wider economy, noting that credit unions are becoming an increasingly important source of mortgage finance. We also said that the continued exclusion of credit unions from the Help to Buy scheme is limiting competition and consumer choice, and it's a missed opportunity.
And in sport, England have got their World Cup campaign off to a winning start with a 4-2 win against Croatia. Captain Harry Kane scoring twice in the first half before Jude Bellingham and Marcus Rashford added to the tally in Dallas. The first match of this evening sees Czechia face South Africa. That game kicks off at 5. The later game features Switzerland against Bosnia and Herzegovina at 8. And then the final match of the day sees co-host Canada take on Qatar at 11 p.m. And that is First Up for this morning. Please start your day with us again here tomorrow. In the meantime, you can check out all the news you need on newstalk.com.